National parks in Kentucky and Tennessee need a combined $400 million to address a long list of needed repairs. For WKU Public Radio and NPR One, I'm Kevin Willis. A move is underway in Congress to provide billions of dollars for National Park Service sites across the nation. Kentucky's national parks need an estimated $111 million for deferred maintenance. The situation is much worse in Tennessee, where that price tag is more than $290 million. Bipartisan legislation has been introduced in both the U.S. House and Senate to provide a combined $6.5 billion for repairs at federal parks. Marcia Argus is director of the Restore America's Parks Project at the Pew Charitable Trusts. She says helping national parks appears to be one of the few bipartisan issues gaining traction in Congress.
I think this is that rare issue. Protecting our parks is good for resources. It's good for protecting visitor access, and it helps local economies continue to flourish.
In a statement, a spokesperson for U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said the Kentucky Republican thinks the backlog for maintenance in national parks needs to be addressed, but that any legislation doing so would, quote, need to be paid for, end quote. I'm Kevin Willis in Bowling Green.